Hey, Dick Spady just died. The co-founder of Dick's Drive-In passed on Sunday at the age of 92. Besides being the only place you can get a hamburger for $1.40, you know that Dick's is a Seattle icon. It was one of the first fast food restaurants in town. It was very prominent in that Sir Mix-a-Lot video. And then a quarter century later, Dick's starred in a Macklemore video. For more than 50 years, this restaurant's been hiring locals, including friend of the show, host of Live Wire, host of the TBTL podcast. Hey, Luke Burbank.
Hey, Bill.
Good to talk to you. What kind of Dick's employee was teenage Luke Burbank?
Oh, man. Not a great one, I'm going to be honest with you. This was after my sophomore year in high school. It was my first real job. And the challenge that I faced was that in those days, the cash registers at Dick's didn't do any of the math for you. You had to figure out the prices in your own head. And so what you would do when you started there is you would sit in the back room with the manager, and they would just drill you on all of the different price combinations.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had a really hard time with that. I think I eventually got a social promotion out of the manager's office and out onto the real floor. But even then, I didn't do a great job of adding the prices up quickly. So I sort of developed a system where I would just guess a little bit low, and I was probably the most popular Dick's cashier for that entire summer.
Now, you said that working at Dick's was kind of like working in a prison, which meant what exactly?
Well, I mean, it was definitely physically taxing to do all the standing, and there was a whole culture there too. You know, I mean, one of the things I think Dick Spady really figured out was if you are good to your employees, they will be good to you, and they will also stick around. I mean, a lot of the people I worked with had worked there for 10 years, 15 years. I mean, it was really kind of, it was almost like a sort of forerunner to the $15 minimum wage conversation because, you know, Dick's has always paid more than the minimum wage and has less turnover for that. But the culture within the glass box of a Dick's Drive-In is that if you can cut spuds, right, if you can chop the potatoes and the French fries really fast,
mm-hmm.
you're sort of like, you're like kind of running the place. And I was a terrible spud cutter. I was worried about hurting my finger. I think I might have been able to cut like 10 pounds in a minute. But there was somebody who could cut like 60 pounds in a minute. She had the record. But it was quite an experience. For me, one of the things that I learned too is if you're going to work in a fast food restaurant and then you're on a summer league basketball team, change your shirt before you go play in that game, because my nickname was French Fries for the whole summer in the North Seattle Christian Summer Basketball League.
What kind of impact do you think Dick's has had on the Seattle area?
I think Dick's, you know, first of all, it is just uniquely Seattle, which I think is great. I think it's kind of, it's like if you're from Seattle, even maybe if you don't eat hamburgers, you sort of appreciate Dick's for how hyper-local it is. But I also think it really points out an idea about commerce and a lot of other things, which is you don't have to be all things to all people to be successful. This is a place that figured out we're going to make these menu items, no changes, no substituting anything.
You can't even choose between a large fry and a small fry. It's just fries.
That's right. That's right. And it's been working for years. Like, you have so many restaurants and particularly burger outfits that, you know, they keep adding things to the menu to try to have more appeal. And, well, maybe somebody wants to eat a pizza on a Tuesday, so let's have that too. I mean, Dick's is just like, do a limited number of things, do them really well, and the people will line up. And that is certainly what has happened for that place.
You're charging people for ketchup and they still love you.
I had a unfortunate run-in with somebody who was mad about the ketchup when I was working there, Bill. It was late at night. This guy had been consuming, I assume, copious amounts of alcohol, and he asked me for ketchup, and I said, it's 5 cents, and he was upset about that, and I tried to explain to him from sort of a Keynesian perspective the market economics of this, which was that we're not making everybody pay for the ketchup. We're just making the people that use the ketchup pay for the ketchup, which means the burger prices can stay lower. He was not having that argument. Maybe he was more of an Adam Smith guy. Maybe he was more Invisible Hand.
Right.
He tried to come through the counter and get me. He caught his shoulder on the glass, and he sent a crack up the entire thing, and they had to shut it down the next day to replace the glass.
Crack still there in the Wallingford Dick's or wherever it was?
It was the Lake City Dick's, which I don't know how much time we have left. But
no, we're out.
All right. I've got you know, I've got a million Dix-related anecdotes, which I look forward to sharing with you at another time.
See him in person. Luke Burbank survived and hosts the public radio show Livewire and TBTL, the podcast. Thank you, Luke.
Thanks, Bill.